You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ. It's going to be a good day. Welcome on into Festivus Friday. We are here. We are live on Juneteenth opposite the World Cup. And for that reason, I would ask you to call me to keep me from opening the wine that I brought for later tonight.
I would prefer that you not do that.
I don't know. It could be good radio.
I mean, at this point...
I need one of you, my hosts, okay? All right? Come on.
You know the number, 913-586-7798. And if no one calls in, I get it. I will just start. Do you have a book? I could read a book. I could read a book.
We have the Quran out there.
We actually do have a copy of the Quran out there.
We do.
Welcome to Festivus Friday. All right, let's get to it. You know the rules. And by the way, this says Paraguay and Turkey are set to kick off this evening. I'm going to have to ask Dan about that in a moment. Paraguay and Turkey is up later tonight. Let's go first in, first up. Daylene, thank you for calling in from Olathe. Go ahead.
Hi, longtime listener, first time caller.
Welcome on in.
Yeah, I have a grievance. I have a grievance with a boss that would take its team members to an expensive restaurant where you have to order just a half order of crab ragoon versus what you would normally order when they could have just taken you to Panera Bread if there was a limit.
So wait a minute, let me get this straight. The boss took the team to a fancy restaurant, but you were expected to pay your own tab?
No, they paid our tab, but one of the people in the group ordered what they would normally order, which was very expensive because they didn't know. And others did know because they had been around for a while.
Yeah.
And they ordered a half appetizer.
Daleen, that sounds very similar to an experience that I may
Yes,
or may not
I was
have
just
had.
Gonna say I yes. cannot imagine anyone ever doing that. Oh, yes. But wait, Sam, you did the exact same thing, and I think she's probably talking about the same restaurant. It's one of my favorites.
If you've never had the Tiger Cry steak,
it's so good.
Bamboo Pennies, you need to get it, especially when your boss is paying.
We eat there all the time. I love it. Let's go to Kathy in Raytown. Hey, Kathy.
Hi. Hope everybody's having a great day. My grievance is, George Brett is an icon in this town. Would you agree?
Of course.
Of course. You've probably never noticed the sign, but there is a sign at I-70 in Blue Ridge that says the George Brett Bridge.
Yeah.
It is a pale, pale, ugly yellow, a pale, pale, baby blue, ugly, sun bleached.
Oh.
The sign looks, it's horrible. And so it really looks like it needs to go in the trash. And I want a sign up there that says, you know, shows that Kansas City loves George Brett.
I love it.
Some bleached old thing up there.
Absolutely agree, Kathy. When I first saw your grievance, I thought your grievance was that his name was on the sign, which, of course, now I understand what you're saying. The sign just needs to be updated and replaced. That thing's been there since what, 1986, 7? I don't remember when they put that sign up, but yes, it's time for a refresh. Let's go to Brandy in Platte City. Hey, Brandy.
Hello, lovely people.
Hi.
All 7 or 8 of us that are here. We're here. I'm working for myself. My boss is mean.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us.
For myself and listening to you guys today. So, of course, I just want to say, yes, I have a grievance, but I'm grateful that I have my house, a roof over my head. However, as I told Sam, I think home ownership is a giant conspiracy between the banks and the home improvement stores, because let me tell you how much time and money it's just we've been in our house is 22 years old.
Okay? Oh yeah,
so everything's starting to kind of go to hell, and I'm just it's one thing after now. It's we're on our third round of getting foundation work done. The HVAC is not dead yet, but we're getting there, and it's going to be when it hits 105. The roof has already had to been dealt with. We had to have a tree guy. Why do I have to have two different tree guy phone numbers in my phone? Why? That's not real. That's not normal. For like, no, that's not okay. I have a cement guy phone number in my phone. I have my primary handyman plus my backup handyman, and I got a number for two different drywall guys. I'm just over it.
You know what's bad, Brandy?
I was
You know what's bad when like the clerk at the front at the Home Depot remembers you?
Oh, yeah. They just wave you through now. They're like, I don't need to see your military ID discount. I got you, girl.
We know.
Have a good day. We're going to see you tomorrow. You're going to be back tomorrow with probably paint all over your shirt because you picked the wrong thing. It's a hot mess express up in here. And I think I called in like a year ago with a similar grievance, but yeah. I was like, I wanted to get a yurt. And my husband was like, no, we're not doing that.
And I would go she shed before I would go yurt, Brandy.
I'm on the verge, man. I'm on the verge. And then I have a young adult children and, you know, they're grumbling about, oh, I'm never going to be able to afford a house. I'm like, good. Don't do it. It's a racket. Like, you're fine. You don't need it. You're good. Don't worry. Just get a job, feed yourself, get a nice apartment, condo, get something. But like, don't. The whole yard with the soil settling and I don't need to know these things. This is 2026. I'm a modern, intelligent woman. And my brain is full of crap. I don't need to know because we decided to buy a house.
Brandy, that is one of the greatest grievances of all time.
Have you been watering your foundation?
And do not even start with the watering of the foundation.
Gotta water your foundation, I'm telling you.
John in Topeka before we head to break. Hi, John, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to, my grievance is that we're not showing enough Midwest love for people out of town in the driving department because there's a lot of road rage happening. You know, I drive around Kansas City quite a bit, and I've been seeing a lot of road rage lately. And I just watched somebody brake checks a little old couple from out of town that probably didn't know where they were going or what lane they needed to be in, but they just brake checked them and put a bunch of people's lives in danger for what? Because they didn't, some little couple didn't know where they were going. And there's a lot of the people that are coming in from out of the country that have no idea where they're going.
Yes,
we need
to be
more kind and be more nice and show them courtesy to one another in a time when we're supposed to shine.
Let's all be nice. And John, I cannot believe you just jogged this memory from this morning. I was on Shawnee Mission Parkway heading toward Flum, and I was at a stoplight, just sitting there, but I was in the first position of the stoplight. And turning traffic was coming in front of me. And so I watched one car turn. And then I see this woman behind the car that turns in front of me with her left arm fully extended. Probably a 35-year-old woman.
Okay.
Her left arm was fully extended, high and mighty, out of her left window.
Giving the California howdy.
Giving the California one finger wave to the car right in front of her, because the car right in front of her, what, didn't go the very second the light turned green. She extended that middle finger the entire duration of the left turn. I was like, damn, that is some anger, sis.
Ooh.
That is some anger. You maybe need to go get that checked out. That is some anger.
We have a couple lines open for you. 913-586-7798. Danny, you said you had a grievance.
Oh, yeah. I was going to have a grievance if nobody called in.
Oh.
I am going to hold my grievance
Okay. Because
we have one line open, and
that's
good for Juneteenth during World Cup soccer.
Fill it up.
And then, Dan, did you see the email I sent you?
An email.
Yeah, Paraguay is apparently playing tonight.
Yes.
And I don't understand the spelling of the team that they are playing.
So Turkey?
Mm-hmm.
Turkey?
Why is it spelled that way?
That's how they spell it.
They're starting to change their desired name of their country.
I thought it was a new country I had never heard of.
Mm, yeah.
Which in my brain is very possible.
It's still the same country.
Just FYI, Turkey is still Turkey, but they're adding all kinds of consonants and vowels right now that you are not going to recognize.
Mm-hmm.
That is your public service announcement with respect to geography today, and we're back after this. Welcome on back to Festivus Friday. We are glad you are here. 913-586-7798 as we air the grievances.
Hear from the text line.
Please.
I love this one. It has so little detail. But we all know what they're talking about. My grievance is somebody in my neighborhood. I won't state why, because I feel like they would find out and then sue my family. Because that's all they do, is sue people for no reason. You've been heard.
Love it. Who's been waiting the longest? You can text us also at 586-7798, and Sam will read those grievances on the air. Let's go to Diana in Overland. Oh, wait. Did I do that right? Yes, Diana in Overland Park. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi. Thanks for having me on. This is really first world, but you said you needed grievances.
Yeah.
I went to a wedding last Saturday, and I've never had this happen before. The bride texted me a few days before and told me what colors not to wear. No blue of any kind, no navy blue, no shade of blue, no maroon, no gold. I only own blue and black, so I told her I was going to wear the dress I wore to funerals, and she said fine. But is this a thing now for brides?
Telling the guests what colors to wear.
Yeah, I'm not in the wedding party. I'm a distant cousin. I wasn't the bridesmaid or anything like that, and I had not heard of this before.
I have never heard of that, Diana, and we are, you know, we have a wedding knocking at the door here in the fall. Obviously I've heard the brides will say they would prefer the grooms to wear, you know, this is what the wedding party wears. But man, I don't think I've ever heard anybody say we want the guests to look like this. Good luck with that one. Let's go to A.A. Ron on line 7. Welcome on in.
Good afternoon. Good start to the weekend. So my grievance is with the Independent School District and the Fort Osage School District. Mr. Phil Lavoda and his team came up with what I think is a very fair solution to the property tax debacle that he inherited.
Yeah.
And that, you know, made it to where nobody was hurting. There was not going to be any more hurting towards the school districts and whatnot than they had to endure. And now they want to sue to get money that was ruled legally never should have been theirs in the first place. And so they want to sue the Jackson County executive and legislature to get money that they never should have had. And so what I think should happen is Phil Lavoda and the Jackson County legislature should sue all of the school districts, just throw them all in one big hat now and want all the money back now. Let's see how they like that and see how fair that is.
Yes, I doubt that they would like that very much, Aaron. But your grievance has been heard, and thank you for it. Let's go to.
Why do they think they are? You have a right to that money.
Let's go to Dakota in Kansas City. Hey, Dakota, go ahead.
Hey, love the show. I just want to say I have a grievance now, but my gratitude is I finally got my own place.
Aw.
So it's very nice.
Good for you.
My grievance is whoever lived in the apartment before me nicked the internet fiber optic cable. So I had to live like a barbarian and Neanderthal for like the last 4 days.
You didn't have any internet or anything?
Nope.
Uh-oh.
Dakota, how did you get by?
I had to like beat rocks together and like make music with bones and like do like grapes and do finger painting. But
thank you for the laugh and thank you for the grievance. And we are glad that you persevered, Dakota.
From the text line, my grievance is with weed products. Why are the packages so hard to open? I take it because I have arthritis. What, do you see the problem?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jeff in Excelsior Springs. Hi, Jeff.
Hi. I love the show, everybody. First time caller.
Oh, thank you so much. Welcome on in.
Thank you. I work in a professor courier business, and my grievance is for a certain few customers. I do a lot of grocery shopping for them and deliver to their home. There are a few customers out there that I don't know if they find it funny or what, but after you get there and start shopping, they'll all of a sudden start adding tons of items.
Yeah.
2-3 cases of water, here 6 cases of pop, and they think that we're going to get compensated, and we do, but not nearly enough. I mean, you're talking less than $1 or $2 on most of these orders. And then you get there and you find out they haven't even tipped you.
No tip, Jeff, or a lowered tip, and both are bad.
Well, a lot of the times it's usually no tip. There are some lower tips, but usually there's no tip involved.
Jeff, I'm sorry to hear that, and that makes me so mad. You guys, that's how they make their money. And I mean across all disciplines of service that workers are giving to you, right?
I do have kind of a weird grievance.
Yeah.
And it involves the tipping. It just sparked my memory on it. People are starting to post the receipts on Reddit around Kansas City because we are adding the automatic 20% gratuity to a lot of tabs because there are a lot of people from other countries that don't typically tip. I understand all of that. My grievance is if you study these receipts, they are charging taxes after the automatic gratuity.
Oh, no, they are not.
They are taxing you. And on I won't the say tip? The name of the restaurant.
Oh, that's not okay.
But the automatic gratuity was added into the subtotal, and then it was taxed. So
no.
You are then paying 20% more tax than you otherwise legally have to pay. That's my grievance.
No. I am not okay with that. I question whether that's even legal, honestly.
I don't think it is.
We might have to bring that back up on Monday. 913-586-7798. One line open. It is yours if you want it. You are listening to Dana and Parks. Welcome on back to Dana and Parks. The phone number, 913-586-7798. You can text your grievance into Sam at that number as well.
From the text line, my grievance is with job interviews. You do the job interview, everything goes swimmingly, and then boom, nothing. You literally never hear back. I get it, you probably picked someone else, but can I have some feedback? Am I just ugly? Tell me. So common.
We have heard that from so many people now that the job search especially has gone online.
Yep.
Like, what do you do to stand out for people that are looking at 2,000 of those resumes a day? And I'm sorry for that. Let's go to Tiffany in Gardner. Hello, Tiffany.
Hi, how are you doing, Dana?
So good. Go ahead.
So I have to tell you, first of all, I love the show. Thank you so much for taking my call. It's often dinner table fodder in our household. So.
Oh, yeah, that makes me happy. Yay.
So this is only the second time that I called you, because the first time that I called you, I had just moved back to the state of Kansas, and I was calling in with a grievance that the state of Kansas made me change my last name on my driver's license.
Yeah.
Because their system couldn't accommodate two names. And as I'm telling you this, my phone drops. I never could get back in. I'm like, they're going to think I hung up on them. I was mortified. So I never called back. But I want to support this today, and I want you to know that you do have people out there listening to you, and I'm one of them.
Yay.
And since that time, that grievance has turned into a gratitude, because Kansas has changed their software, which I learned from listening to this program.
Oh, stop it. So we have come full circle is what you're saying.
Yes.
Clearly.
And I didn't drop the call. Yay.
Tiffany, we hear you loud and clear, and thank you. Thank you for weighing in on Festivus Friday. I appreciate it more than you know. Let's go to Reed in Midtown. Hey, Reed.
Hello. How y'all doing?
So good. Go ahead.
I just wanted to, first off, say happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there.
Amen.
Yes. And then my grievance is pretty much last weekend while watching some of the games and such.
Yeah.
The advertising for gambling is just crazy.
It's every other ad, isn't it?
Yeah. And back in the day, you remember when it was alcohol and cigarettes and they put restrictions on that?
Yeah.
So where's the restrictions for this gambling? Because that's also an addiction.
Yeah.
Come on.
I do think, Reed, we are going to see at some point the pendulum swing the other way a little bit on that. I do. Because remember, we allowed cigarette advertising for how many decades where it would say, and Winston-Salem's Lights 100s, preferred by 3 out of 5 surgeons.
Yeah, 9 out of 10 doctors say that smoking makes
you breathe better. We allowed
that.
We allowed cartoons to be used in alcohol advertising, right?
Yeah.
I think into the 80s we allowed that. So I do think we will see some shift in that. I'm hopeful. Let's go to Elaine in Kansas City. Hi, Elaine.
Hey, you guys. I just want to say, Scott, we love you. We miss you. And all of Kansas City is praying for you.
Oh, that's very sweet, Elaine. Thank you. I know he appreciates that.
Absolutely. But my gratitude is to see my hometown, Kansas City, who I am deeply in love with,
mm-hmm.
on the global stage. I could not be more thrilled to have my commute home out of the Pershing building, the IRS facility down at 33rd and Pershing, congested with traffic and pedestrians, and to see the living room of Kansas City, Union Station, just clogged with people, and the World War One Museum and Memorial clogged with people, and my drive home, fans and flags and horns honking.
Yes.
Cheers. I'm so proud of my hometown.
It's what it's all about, isn't it, Elaine?
It is, because you know what? We're all known for a few little things, but to see my hometown, who I can't brag enough about, on the global stage, doing it right.
I'll tell you this, Elaine, I love the gratitude, and if you look up the Kansas City Star today, there's an article about Kansas City has taken the top spot as fan favorite. It just has.
It's
and that
awesome.
Isn't just for the international visitors, certainly, and that's so important. But for the people that are coming in from California or Arizona or Seattle, they're all saying what a great place that we have here and what a gem this is. And we all know that. And it's nice for other people to see it, too. Let's
now,
go to,
don't fall in love with it too much, though, guys.
Yeah, right.
Like, come on.
Then go back home. Let's go to Big Al on line three. Hype.
Hey, how are you? I hope y'all having a great afternoon.
Thank you so much. Go ahead. Uh-oh, Big Al, you're cutting out.
Are you there?
Yes, now I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry about that. Hope you're having a great afternoon.
You
Mine's
too.
Not going well.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I got a grievance and an answer to your gratitude problem, and it is a problem. My grievance is my neighbors above me are too noisy. They love stomping on the floor, especially in between 1 and 3 a.m. And now that the manager won't renew my lease because I made a complaint, they have free realm of pretty much stomping me out every night. And the only thing I can probably do about it now is call the cops. But that's my grievance on that.
And I'll tell you this, Big Al, we lived in a loft in Lenexa for about a year and a half. And the first loft that we had before we moved up to the top floor had like a 5-year-old and like a 7-year-old happened to live directly above us, which is totally fine. But they would jump off the couch, you know, just wrestling. There were two boys in, you know, kind of a tiny space. They would jump off the couch. It would sound like an earthquake above us. And you never knew when it was going to hit. It would just be like, bam, like in the middle of nowhere, bam. It was very jarring. And then after that, a different unit came open and we were like, we will take it. We're going to move.
We had upstairs neighbors in my last apartment that I don't know why. And he mentioned between 1 and 3 a.m. It was always between 1 and 3 a.m. And a couple times we went up there and they were having a rager. They were always the nicest people in the world. But I'm like, you weren't partying at 10 p.m. Why are you partying at 1 a.m.? Like you just woke up and wanted to party?
No, they stumbled home from the bar, Sam, is my guess.
They did not.
Let's go to Kelly in Leavenworth. Hey, Kelly.
Hey there. Thanks for taking my call.
And, of course.
First, my gratitude, Dana, is with your post the other day on the open food box in your workplace.
Yes.
I can 1,000% relate. I actually commented on that as well. And you're just your sense of humor. I mean, I think you could be my best friend. We're so much alike.
Well, I'll tell you, I did not mean to run into that box of cereal. And my first thought was there's going to be roaches or mice up here because it was wide open. The box was open. The your plastic, you know, that keeps the cereal in was open. I was like, I don't want to touch that.
Oh, yeah. Every day I stumble on open bags of chips and stuff. And then the other comment you made cracked me up. But we know what I'm talking about. But my grievance is with people in the workplace that keep reapplying their perfume. It's just too much to bear. It gives me headaches and it's just rude. I personally think it's just a little rude. Not everybody wears that. Not everybody probably likes the same scent.
Well,
so.
And why are they reapplying at work? Perfume is something a little dab behind the ears, maybe in the morning, and then you're off to the races. And then maybe if you go out to dinner, a little dab before you go out to dinner.
Yeah, I'm so grateful that we don't have a coworker who reapplies his cologne multiple times a day. It smells very chocolatey and it's very abrasive. I'm so grateful that we don't have that.
Yeah.
You know who you are.
Would you say something?
I've said something to him before.
Like, also, like, I don't think there's anything. Let me rephrase. I think there's only one thing worse than reapplying the perfume during the day.
Uh-oh.
And that is the heavy cologne for a man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Little bit of that goes a long way.
Well, and Scott had his Old Spice kick there for a while, which I get he puts on because it reminds him of his dad.
Okay, but very sweet, but not in the studio.
Why does it sound like a high or smell like a high school locker room?
We are
in
a small space here. Let's go to Don in St. Joe. Hi, Don.
Hey, how are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, quick question for my grades. Have you guys been to that new media history museum by any chance?
No, but somebody reached out and asked us if we wanted to tour it. I absolutely do, but now is not a good time. I absolutely will go look at it.
Good. I bet you, that's right up your all's alley.
Yeah, I'm excited. Did you go?
I would like to be on there. Yes, it's very good.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. So my issue is I think my phone's listening more than we really think it is. I made a smoothie in my own house the other day with my own foods and blenders.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm blending it, a smoothie place notification pops up on my phone.
No way.
What next? Am I going to crack an egg and McDonald's is going to pop up on my phone and say, hey, what are you doing?
You ought to flush a toilet, Don, and see what it tells you.
I might do that. Thanks, guys.
Oh, it's a good grievance, Don. Thank you for it. And speaking of, Chad in Kansas City, go ahead. Welcome to Festivus Friday.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
I'm coming up with more and more grievances as I drive home. Oh. I'm wondering who's staying home for Juneteenth, because it doesn't seem like it to me. I've been in traffic the whole way home.
But, really?
Yeah, it's been pretty bad. But another grievance of mine, before I get to the main one, is, and I know y'all have talked about it before, but zipper merges. It's nobody's turn. Just work together and get over it. Yeah, I'm talking to those people right now on 470, getting ready to get on 350 East. Like, for God's sake, just work together.
It will never happen, Chad, because there are two very differing, competing thoughts when it comes to how to tackle the zipper merge. One is the correct way and one is the incorrect way. And you will never get the people who are doing it wrong to believe that they are doing it wrong.
Yeah, just ease into it. Let's just ease into it, people. And Carrie, that's my wife, she's always saying that I have a radio voice when I'm on the radio, but I don't think so. I'm just talking, you know? I mean, I'm trying to keep a calm. I am a little nervous. I'm always on the radio, or, you know. But anyway, my grievance is if you go to the bathroom and you go number two, you know, most of us, I think, maybe I'm weird, but stand up and kind of look, you know, what you did, and walk out of there, right? If you see poop on the toilet lid, wipe it off. What are you leaving poop on the toilet lid for? It's disgusting.
Chad,
it drives me insane. Chad, and I see it all the time.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I have never, in 15 years, we've never had a grievance quite like that.
He's not wrong.
It sounds like these are repeat offenders.
Yeah.
I certainly have never had this happen more. I mean, I guess when we had toddlers, but that doesn't count. Thank you, Chad, for the very descriptive.
Yeah.
Very on-point grievance.
As someone who used to get the pleasure of cleaning those toilet
Gross.
Seats in a gas station,
that is so
I can
disgusting.
Tell you, it's common. And, I mean, while we're on the poop theme from the text line,
really?
my grievance is that as my body gets older, I'm sitting there doing my business, and I think I'm done. And then my body says,
okay,
you're not done.
Yeah, no, we're good. We are done. We're actually done. We're going to go to break right now. Back after this.
913-586-7798.
Welcome on back to Dana and Parks. We are so glad to have you on board this federal holiday. We hope you take some time this weekend to enjoy for you. Catch some soccer. Go to FanFest. Be safe. Enjoy this time in our town. As we wrap up Festivus Friday, let's go to Dale.
Hey, Dana, listen, my grievance is not with the zipper merge itself. I don't have a problem with the zipper merge. My problem is with the zipper merge lovers like Dan Weinbaum. They act like the zipper merge is the solution to all of the traffic problems. If you have a merge, it's because you're losing a lane of traffic. But they act like if you just zipper merge properly, it's the solution to all of this traffic backup. It's not the solution. You're not going to solve the problem.
Yeah.
All our love to Scott, Dana. Thank you for picking up the slack, and we love the show. Thank you.
You're very sweet, Dale. Thank you. I think if we had to pick one topic over the years that comes back again and again and again, and it does not matter what season, It does not matter what time. It does not matter your age or your background. It is the damn zipper merge. People are very passionate about it, Sam.
Dale has given me a fresh new grievance.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he doesn't think that it's the solve to all traffic problems. Obviously, it is. Let people in. Dale.
That sounded awfully judgy there.
I was just kidding. I really don't care.
Let's go to Hannah in Kansas City. Hi, Hannah.
Hello. Happy Friday.
Oh, happy Friday to you.
You sound so thrilled, Dana.
I am quite happy Friday is here. That is accurate.
So I just wanted to give a quick gratitude to Scott and everybody on the show who has given a voice to addiction, mental health issues, everything that we kind of sweep under the rug and we're afraid to talk about.
Yeah.
And especially with him coming out and saying, I relapsed. It's huge. And it's very scary for a lot of people because they don't have a support system. So I wanted to thank all of you who are supporting him so that he could come out and really and truly get the help that he needs. There are lots of us who I'm 5 years sober. And
good for you.
It's just, you know, there's some people who can and some people who can't drink. And those who can't shouldn't. But it's hard to say no sometimes. So like I was telling Sam, the big thing is he fell. As long as he gets back up, dusts himself off, move forward, that's what matters. And having that support system like you guys have given him is huge. So,
Hannah, and one of the things that I've learned, and we talked about this on the podcast on Monday when we first addressed this, you can go back and listen to it. It's in the 2 o'clock hour. I was very naive and uneducated in this space, thinking that just because anyone goes away for rehab after 30 days, that was it. I mean, we're done. You're fixed. Let's move on. I don't want to think about it anymore. Let's just get back to the way things were and do what we're doing. And if anything, if you go to that post that I had on Dana Wright KMBZ, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who have weighed in to say, it took me twice or it took me three times. And I just naively thought it was a one and done thing. Like you went away, you got better, you came back, and then let's just move on and act like nothing ever happened. And that's just not how this works, unfortunately.
Well, I just want to say thank you because, again, without the support system of people like you, people can't get sober because you can't do it by yourself. You have to have somebody who is willing to put in the time and energy into yourself as a friend, family member, whatever, to say, I love you enough that this has to happen or I can't continue to be a part of your life. And so thank you.
Thank you for the gratitude, Hannah. It means a lot. It truly does. We will wrap with Bill. Oh, good Lord. Here we go. Bill in Shawnee. Hello, Bill.
Well, my grievance is about the zipper. It disgusts me that people know way before they have to get down to that point that they need to get over. But the hot dogs have to race down there and force everybody to be subservient to their idiocy. It is not a fair system and should be absolutely a way has to be done about it. I am so furious whenever they do that. It just disgusts me.
Bill?
Even though, Bill, I'm just asking, you do know you're supposed to use both lanes. More people should be using both lanes.
Well, mainly it's not both lanes. It's that left lane where they're trying to force their way in.
Bill, may I challenge your grievance?
Sure.
If they wanted you to get in the other lane sooner, wouldn't they close the other open lane sooner?
No. You would have the same. You'd have the same impact.
Okay.
You still have the people forcing themselves in there because they are superior to everybody else on the road.
Bill, you got it. You've been heard.
You have been heard. We're not going to challenge it. We're just going to leave it out there. We're just going to leave it right out there. I want to end by saying, everyone, all of our men that listen, happy Father's Day.
No.
You are seen and you are appreciated. We love all of our dads, but most specifically and especially to my father, Craig, the original, the GOAT, the one and only. I love you so much. Do not know what I would do without that man in my life. Happy Father's Day.
And happy Father's Day to all the father figures out there.
I also forgot to send a gift. Yes, absolutely.
The father figures that step up when there's a gap.
Amen.
That happens more often than you know, and you guys are incredible. So keep up the good work.
We hope you have a good time celebrating with family this weekend. Enjoy the World Cup. Kansas City, you are up Saturday night Ecuador versus Curacao. That is at 7 p.m. Go find yourself a watch party. Make some new friends. We're back on Monday. Thank you for your continued support of Dana and Parks. On behalf of Sam and myself, be safe, be good. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.